talked to, I mean, I've talked to a lot of the players here, and I think hands down, if I talk to you, you're most excited to start the season. You just talk about your competitive schedule.
Oh, yeah.
And everything. And I don't really know this question, but it just seems like, I mean, it doesn't seem like you just can't wait.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, I got the rest of my life to sit on my butt and to
like
you know, deal with. Yeah, exactly. You know, and I realize that, you know, I've along the past couple of years of hearing people, you know, you got to just enjoy it. You know, so many guys, you know, I can't, the older guys that I played with, you know, they're off working 9 to 5 with ties on their neck, kind of like this, but I don't want to do that. I'm not ready for that. I get to go out and play college football. Are you kidding me?
Right.
You know, in front of 70,000 people every Saturday. I mean, it's awesome. And so it's something that I know that won't last forever. So every opportunity I have, I'm gonna go at it with 110%.
You probably got this question a couple times today, but I know you're gonna be around. But judging by talking to you, it seems like you really have passion for the rivalry.
I grew up. Well, I grew up in Minnesota, and I grew up watching the Iowa-Wisconsin games and being a part of it. And I understand the history and the magnitude of the games. And so I don't see how they could take it. The Wisconsin-Iowa off Minnesota schedule. You can't do it. It's part of Big Ten football, and it's too important to our fans and to their fans that. You know, you have to keep that. You got to keep that alive.
So, if you had the final say, how would you split the division? Would it be geographical?
I would say geographical. Split it kind of right down the middle, east and west. I'd say that makes the most sense. But you know, obviously, it'll be interesting to see what happens, how it all shakes up. But I know in the end, the Big Ten will be better off because of it.
As a senior, how excited are you about the slate of home games that you got on your schedule? Because you got teams like USC, mm-hmm. Ohio State, Penn State, Iowa, all coming into your stadium this year.
Yeah, that's. If you're going to play those tough games, you want them at home. You know, last year's schedule, we had a tough road trip with going to Ohio State, going to Penn State back-to-back. So I look forward to having our fans come out, cheer us on. And, you know, if you want your fans to come back and have your back and come out and support you, you got to win games. And so, you know, I look forward to our non-conference schedule, playing USC, playing Middle Tennessee, playing South Dakota, all those games in preparation for the Big Ten. It's going to help us out because it's going to be tough.
Yeah. And then, like, the last couple of years, you've been able to go to the Insight Bowl, and, you know, you had the success of having a 13th game, but what do you believe has to happen this year in order to, you know, kind of take it to the next step and maybe not necessarily win the Big Ten, per se, but at least get to a better bowl game and, you know, maybe win, like, 8 or 9 games?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's easy enough to say, and I'm sure everyone would say this, you want to win the Big Ten.
Yeah.
You want to win every single game in the Big Ten and go to the Rose Bowl. That would help our program out a lot. But, you know, in the reality of the situation, we gotta win our rivalry games. We gotta win our trophy games. You know, we gotta win that axe and we gotta win the pig. That'll be big for our fans. That'll be big for our program because we haven't done it for a while. And we gotta make some. We have some big upsets. We gotta get our fans behind us, and we gotta make them want to come out and support us and cheer us on.
And are you a Minnesota fan when you were growing up?
Yeah, my dad played in Minnesota.
Okay, so what's it like being, you know, supporting that team the whole time, and now you have one of the bigger says in how that team does the season. I mean, how exciting is that?
Yeah.
Every single time you put on your uniform.
It's an amazing feeling walking into the stadium and being a part of that university. It's something, like, you know, growing up, I was a fan. I went to every single home game since I was, you know, born, probably. So it's a big deal. But, you know, it's kind of weird when you're part of it. You're almost separated from it a little bit. You're not watching anymore. You're part of it. So it's a little bit different, but it's also something that I know my family takes a lot of pride in, and I take a lot of pride in.
Talking to you, seeing your competitive nature, how excited are you for this season? Since this Big Ten conference is going to be a beast this year.
Yeah.
And talking to you not being able to wait to play the top, not just the top blocks, man. How excited are you for your senior year that the Big Ten is already much stronger than it's been in a few years?
Yeah, it's awesome. It was tough, you know, watching all the commentators on ESPN and all over the place kind of dogging the Big Ten for so many years. It's great to see that, you know, we are a good conference. We're filled with great teams and great players, and it's about time. time. Well, not about time. It's bad. I feel great that we're back to where we have been in the past. And, you know, talking is one thing, but now we have to go out there and show it. And so our non-conference games, we all should win our non-conference games. And then, you know, we got to come in and play each other great and keep on growing our conference so that at the end of the season, there's no question that Big Ten is the best conference.
Just you talked about winning the rivalry games and how important it is. You get Iowa at the very end of the season. What's going to be going through your mind at that point, with that being your senior day, knowing that game you're going to be playing for a trophy that you haven't been able to win yet?
Yeah, that's a big one. That's definitely a big one. For it'll be a big one for our whole entire state. You know, regardless of how the season goes, and this is true any given year, regardless of how the season, our schedule or their schedule, that game will always be like our Super Bowl. Or, you know, it's a big one for us. Playing for the Pig, it's a big deal for us. It's not something that I don't think anyone on our team, our fans, take lightly. And I know Iowa fans are excited to get up to our stadium and check it out and try to buy out some of our tickets and make that thing what they call it, Kinnick North. But I know our fans are going to come out and support us, and it's going to be a battle, and I can't wait to be hoisting that pig up. It's heavy, I know that. Can't wait to have it.
So is that a guarantee then that you're going to win that game?
I'm not gonna. Well, what's his face? I'm not gonna Joe Namath this thing. Not at all. I just know it's going to be a great game.